Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A magnitude 5.6 earthquake has hit eastern Turkey, killing at least one person and wounding dozens, while causing some damaged buildings to collapse. Today's earthquake in the Malatya province became the latest major tremor to rock southern Turkey as the region rebuilds from earlier massive quakes that have killed more than 50,000 people. Nearly 10,000 aftershocks have been reported since February 6th. Shipment of contaminated waste from the site of a fiery train derailment earlier this month in eastern Ohio near the Pennsylvania state line will resume today to two approved sites in Ohio. Some liquid and solid waste has already been taken to two sites, one in Michigan and one in Texas. Norfolk Southern, the responsible railroad, will also begin shipping solid waste to an incinerator in East Liverpool, Ohio, and liquid to Vickery, Ohio. One former Secretary of State is warning the United States is lagging behind in its support for Ukraine.
Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice thinks the U.S. could be doing more to help Ukraine.
For us just to anticipate a little bit better what the Ukrainians are going to need, because it takes a long time to supply.
Rice told CBS Face the Nation that Russian President Vladimir Putin thinks time is on his side, but it's not. And Rice said we're not just defending Ukrainian independence.
We are defending a rules-based system that says might doesn't make right. You can't just extinguish your neighbor.
I'm John Schaefer.
NASA and SpaceX canceled the Crew 6 launch this morning to the ISS due to an issue with the Falcon 9 rocket engine's ignition system. Weather is the word in America today. Crews in Boston, Massachusetts are busy preparing as a major winter storm that takes aim at New England through tonight. Widespread damaging winds gusting to potentially 110 miles an hour will move through portions of the southern plains, including parts of Oklahoma. More than a half dozen tornadoes were reported overnight in the Sooner State. This is USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A suspect has been arrested in connection with the crash that killed two bicyclists and injured 11 others in the Phoenix, Arizona suburb of Goodyear. That's about 19 miles west of Phoenix. Goodyear police announced the 26-year-old Pedro Quintana Lujan is jailed on suspicion of two counts of manslaughter, three counts of aggravated assault, 18 counts of endangerment, and two counts of causing serious injury or death by a moving violation. The suspect's hometown is unknown at this time. Is China considering giving arms to Russia now in its one-year-long war with Ukraine?
We're confident that the Chinese leadership is considering the provision of lethal equipment.
The director of the CIA warns there would be clear consequences should China arm Russia with lethal equipment.
We also don't see that a final decision has been made yet, and we don't see evidence of actual shipments.
William Burns told Face the Nation that the United States is hoping to deter Beijing from making a, quote, very risky and unwise bet. China has accused the U.S. of pouring weapons into the battlefield. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Twitter cut 50 more jobs over the weekend, the latest among thousands of staff reductions since Elon Musk took over. The cuts come as the economy is not being kind to online business models.
Scores of migrants, including children, have died and more are feared missing after their boat broke up in rough seas off southern Italy on Monday. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, happy Monday morning to you. It is the end of the month. We're in the first week of Lent. I'm Bill Martinez. It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Reverend Jim Harden joins us now. He's the president and CEO of Compass Care, expert in medical ethics and women's reproductive health. Hey, Jim, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Bill, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, before we talk about the abortion issue, lots to be discussed there. Breaking news this morning on something that we all knew to be the case. Of course, we were distributors of misinformation is what the legacy media and those in the government were telling us. But it seems that, look, we've got some more information coming out this time from the Energy Department, believing COVID likely leaked from a China lab. 3 years later, we're coming that idea, right?
Oh, yeah, this is amazing. It's not amazing. I shouldn't say that. We've known all along. There's an intentional misinformation apparatus that is working and within the government, and the government is actually, there's a lawsuit about it right now. The Biden administration and others within the government have put pressure on private entities, media outlets, as well as, social media outlets like Facebook and others, to essentially censor, information that's going out, from being consumed by the public or, make it look like, you know, it's, you know, fake news. But in fact, yeah. What we're finding is that, we're hoping that this lawsuit is going to actually reveal all sorts of you know bad actors and get them rooted out of the government, and that would include many people in the Biden administration, including probably Joe Biden himself.
Well, the American people want to see some consequences here. We've had over a million people die, if you go with their numbers, die as a result of COVID. Dr. Fauci was so it was so dogmatic about his policies, and not once has he ever come back and said, oh, maybe we had some bad intel, maybe we overstepped it here. But basically, what was presented was an anathema to science, as you know, Jim. I mean, science strives for fact, for evidence. And if it's theoretical, they're at least, I mean, most scientists who have a conscience will say, look, it's still in the realm of the theoretical. In this case, it was just absolutely, this was the cases that didn't come out of Wuhan. You know, how ridiculous that you would suggest that it came out of anywhere but a wet market. There was no gain of function. I mean, on and on, wear masks, don't wear masks. The peril that they put us in, what they did to our kids with education, what they did, with the endorsement of a governor that killed thousands of seniors. This was
New
just
York,
absolute
yeah.
idiocy. Yeah, exactly. And so.
Yeah.
people want consequences for Dr. Fauci and those, and even in the media that got behind this deal, as you said. I don't think this was an accident. This was a systemic. They had this in place, and they didn't let a good crisis go to waste at the expense of the American people on all levels.
That's right. What we're seeing here is that the government, or many people within the government and those in the liberal media, don't actually care about the population. They just use words, Judeo-Christian words, that essentially feign their interest in protecting the population. They're not interested in protecting the population. They're interested in controlling and destroying certain segments of the population. We've seen that over and over again. If the history of the 20th century tells us anything, it's that government, when taken over by secular philosophies of materialism and communism, will intentionally try to kill people in large masses.
Exactly.
And that's what we see happening.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see any difference.
No, I agree with you, Jim, because, you see, the bottom line is it's government over people, not people over government. See, that has been turned upside down. And when you have government over people, you've got the communist Chinese, you've got Marxists telling you, hey, look, you're going to be used to the last drop, which means if we need to harvest your organs because that's the last bit of money we can shake out of you, then we're going to harvest your organs, right?
That's right. Well, you've probably seen what happened in China, the Chinese Communist Party. You know, they're essentially doing that, you know, with their population. They're harvesting their organs to keep the Chinese Communist Party, leadership alive, indefinitely. Of course, they're searching for eternal life apart from God. Isn't that the history of humanity, of fallen humanity?
Yes.
Searching
yes,
for exactly. power and life without God. And, you know, The problem that we're facing here in America is that we hold to this core value called autonomy. And it's wrong. It's not a Christian core value. Autonomy is this thing that says I can do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it, and I want to live forever and have the blessings of God without God. And it's just it ends in disaster. Self-indulgence destroys, but self-sacrifice for another person, for the benefit of another person, always gives life. That is what a family is. A husband and wife sacrifice themselves for each other, and life is the result. That's what Jesus did for us. He sacrificed himself, and what is the result? Life, and life forever. It's counterintuitive. But the way the government works, the secular government, all across this globe, is that they're essentially forcing other people to sacrifice for them. And that means death. And so it's not surprising, but it's something that I think that American people can see and can, course correct.
What they need to get their brain around, number one, is first principle. First principle is you didn't create this. God did. And he did it in a very systematic sort of way, that when we honor that system and his holiness, it goes well for us. The Constitution, Declaration of Independence, was based on that. And you can look historically. Now, you know, some people want to take except, you had slavery, Well, let's throw the baby out with the bathwater. Let's break it down and take a look at those things that we did. Let's fast forward. We saved the Western world. America saved the world. And why did we do that? And we did it based on Judeo-Christian principles, an ethos that is endemic to this America idea. Now they want us to abandon that. And a simple case. I mean, look at what happened to school systems. Oh, let's take the Ten Commandments out because we've got to be separation of church and state. Let's take the Ten Commandments out of the hallways of schools. Now what are we seeing 50, 60 years later? Kids are beating up teachers. We've got sex, drugs, rock and roll to some, just a crazy element, Jim. And who's suffering for this?
Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone. I mean, this is a perfect opportunity for the church to rise up and use the voice that God has given her to speak truth about what it means to be human under God. Under God, as you described it, we are a Judeo-Christian nation. We are endowed by our Creator. That's the first principle. Start there, and then work your way out.
Exactly. And it is God that gives us freedom. It's not Joe Biden. It's not the Democratic Party, ladies and gentlemen. Again, these are first principles that Jim Harden and I are sharing with you right now, and you've got to get your brain around it. And guess what? I mean, there's some exciting things happening. Yes, there's chaos in the world, but look what's happening in Ashbury in Connecticut. And they think they're going to stop the movement of the Holy Spirit? Jim, I just hope there's such a demonstration that clearly shows the plans of man, how they don't work. Stay with us. We've got more from Jim Harden after this.
Bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Different people groups throughout India are continuing to hear the gospel in their heart languages, spreading the good news through radio broadcasts and Christian literature in the languages people are most comfortable speaking makes the gospel message more intimate and better understood by listeners. Currently, the Tide Ministry produces 13 different radio programs in 12 languages in India. More and more spiritually hungry people are tuning in daily to learn more about Jesus. The fact is that we have a global God, and if we're to share the hope of Christ around the world, we need to utilize the best methods of doing so, which includes providing access to the gospel in the languages people were born to speak. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Minutes after the top of the hour, back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. The Reverend Jim Harden is with us. He's the President and CEO of Compass Care, an expert in medical ethics and women's reproductive health care. Jim, it's quite interesting. You know, you see the signs here across the country. We've got a revival in Ashbury, Connecticut. There's other places across the country where there are bonfires of revival that are being ignited. You've got Jonathan Kahn's iconic book that is very provocative, that reminds us that there is the return of the gods, and we see these gods full-blown demonstrated being worshipped, whether it's at the Grammys or other entertainment venues like never before. You've got movies like the Jesus Revolution coming on the scene right now. And I believe the signs are here to warn us that we need to really recommit and get serious about doing what God has called us to do. Because dare I say, Jim, that if Jesus is here, and he is here in the form of the Holy Spirit, we get this. But I mean, really, that we apprehend and get our brain around that God is here amongst us, then these issues that we're talking about, whether it has to do with abortion or gender transformation and gender options, the sexual revolution that's taking place in our country, the loss of, you know, just basic civility and ethics and morality, this is all in chaos right now. And without Christ, Jim, I don't know how we get this back together. And we know that ultimately we will. For those of us of faith, know that the final chapter and the final words of Revelations will come true. And we very well could be on that, on the last bit of that road right now. I don't know. I'm not making any prognostications about the time that the day of the world will end. But like the brothers Issachar, you look and you study the Word of God and you see the signs of the times, and it causes you to ask questions, and hopefully it motivates us to to align ourselves with these godly principles that come with clear benefit, right?
Oh, definitely. You're spot on. We can read the weather. You know, the Bible talks about how Christians should not be taken off guard. While we don't know the specific time Jesus is going to return, we should be able to read the weather of the world. What that means is, when you see wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and lawlessness, even within the legal system,
yes,
what you've got is a fast approaching summation of this age.
Mm-hmm.
It is, and so there's a reason why the Bible constantly says, "Be sober-minded, be alert." Not just because we can, but because our enemy prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Mm-hmm. The goal of the enemy in the last times is to really hit the gas and start destroying the crown of creation that is humanity.
Exactly.
And so we've got to be aware, and we also have to be hopeful. As you described it, we have a bright hope. Christians are the only ones that do have a bright hope, which is why we can stand so strong and persevere and endure under such trial and hardship that is coming. The Bible describes it's coming. But in that trial, in that hardship, there is tremendous blessing in the fellowship of the sufferings of Christ. We come closer to God. There's two kinds of revivals. There's the kind of revival that where lots and lots, thousands and thousands of people come to Christ for the first time. And then there's another kind of revival where those that are his right now grow deeper in him. You know, our roots go deeper. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that drives that richness of life in Christ is the fact that we have to rely on him, the fact that we have to use the faith that he's given us when we can see no way, when we have to sacrifice for others and we don't believe we have anything to sacrifice, anything left.
Right. Right.
We have to do it. We have to step out, and we have to do what's right, working on the principles of who God is, his character, and his nature, because we're designed by him, created by him, to reflect him, to reflect his character back to him, and to reflect his character back to one another. God is not willing that any man should perish, but that all should come to know him,
right,
and to repent. What I was reading in 2 Peter, he was talking to a bunch of Christians who were being persecuted. Mm-hmm. By a lawless society. And he's saying, look, stand strong, persevere. We have an opportunity here to speak the gospel. We have rejoicing ahead of us. We are co-rulers with Christ when it's all over. And we are we're going to be inheriting the kingdom of God along with him. I don't even know what that looks like. But it's a great, great hope and a great future that we have. And so we can endure hardship today. It's momentary. It's light compared to the
Exactly.
weight of glory that's coming.
You're exactly right, Jim. And again, the idea that persecution is here and it will intensify as the day draws nigh because the evil one is freaking out. He is hearing the ticking of the time clock and knows that soon and very soon the Lord of Lords and King of Kings will arrive on the scene and he will have hell to pay. And so for people of faith, don't freak out. It's a natural expression. We have wheats and tares growing up at the same time. And the wheats and tares, the wheat is what is the good part that God says, the tares is what is the evil part. So we have good and evil growing up at the same time. But they will be judged. And the challenge that we have for those who hold on to the promises of God is that, yes, we will be persecuted. And if you haven't already, it will happen to you. It's inevitable. So hang on, hold on to your faith. Because there is a great reward for those that hang in there to the end, right, Jim?
Oh, amen. The reward is unfathomable. It's as unfathomable as the salvation that we've already experienced.
Yes.
You know, and the prayer that the Apostle Paul gave us in Ephesians was that he prayed that the eyes of our heart might be enlightened to understand what is to know what is unknowable, and that is the deep love of God for us.
Yeah, the height and love of it. Yeah, amazing.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly right. And so, of course, we know God can do all things. So he can expand our hearts and strengthen our souls so that we can know him better and express him and reflect him better. You know, the persecution that you described is already here.
Yes.
We're being attacked. And I don't just mean, verbally attacked. I don't mean just being censored, because we are. But we're also being attacked physically. And more attacks we think are coming. We've been attacked. Our pregnancy center was firebombed, as you know. Mm-hmm. And Antifa, we think, is behind it based on everything our private investigators have found. This is a Marxist-Leninist organization that their goal is the destruction of the current global civilized order. Think about that. And this is not some isolated group of grassroots, protesters. These are coordinated attacks, firebombings, and now potentially murder that's going on in this country because of what we believe. They're attacking Christianity and capitalism because they see the two as linked, Christianity and capitalism. Well, capitalism. So we've got to we are not. Look, there is not a single nation in this world that's going to last forever.
Yes.
We just have to remember that God has sovereignly placed us in America. And we've got a twofold responsibility. We have a responsibility to our God, but we also have a responsibility to the nation that he's sovereignly placed us in. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to kind of walk that line a little bit. We can't just pull ourselves away and say, well, America's just going to go to hell. Mm-hmm. We've got to continue to stay involved. We've got to continue to encourage people to do the right thing. And that includes elected representatives. That includes the legal, the justice system. That includes, the educational system. That includes the medical system. We've got to stay involved and keep speaking the truth no matter what, even if it doesn't go our way, even if we continue to get persecuted for it.
Well, and it's to the point, as the investigators are showing us, Jim, is that it appears that the Department of Justice is either afraid to do anything about this domestic terror, or they're involved in it.
Yeah, that's exactly
right.
That's
scary.
It is a little scary. But the Lord is our protector. The Lord is our provider.
Amen.
And we're going to continue to move forward no matter what.
But this is what you talked about when you said lawlessness. You know, some people think lawlessness just happens on the street. We don't realize that, and maybe we're slowly realizing, the lawlessness and corruption runs deep throughout the institutions of our government. This is what is being revealed right now. Heaven help us, Jim Harden.
Yeah, amen. We're amen. Looking at anarchy within the ranks.
Exactly. God bless you, Jim Harden. Take care.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. 7 tornadoes were reported overnight in Oklahoma, knocking out power to tens of thousands of homes. Severe weather and excessive rainfall continue in the Midwest today. Heavy snow across the California mountain ranges. More from one Los Angeles, California resident overnight.
I was going out the front door and heard a big crash. And I started looking around for damage, and then I heard my wife calling me. And I ran back inside. We had lost power. I looked out our side door, and there was a power line down.
Below average temperatures in the west and above average temperatures in the east. Snow and ice are expected across the upper Midwest, Great Lakes, and Northeast today. The U.S. Energy Department has concluded that the COVID pandemic most likely started from a laboratory leak, according to a classified intelligence report recently provided to the White House and key members of Congress. Lance Pry, USA News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you, and we're going to be talking with the author, Mark Burrell, his book, Rediscovering the American Covenant, Roadmap to Restore America. You ready for this? Okay, we're going to break it down in a very logical, systematic approach here with Mark. Just a little bit about Mark's background. He's originally from Pennsylvania, grew up in the Episcopal Church where he accepted Christ as a teenager. Attended Penn State University, met his wife Charlene in 1980. They married in 83. Moved to Northeast Pennsylvania a year later, where Mark began his career in the private sector. We're living there. He helped start several independent Bible churches that continue today. In 87, Mark developed a mentoring relationship with an experienced pastor and spent several years studying systematic theology. Now, I know that sounds like a mouthful, but there's a reason for that, and it's very, very powerful, and I believe in it. He began a teaching ministry in the early 90s, covering a variety of topics, and in the late 90s became interested in biblical aspects of the American founding. Mark Burrell, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you, Bill.
Well, this book, Rediscovering the American Covenant, was a book that you, in a sense, I have this feeling like, you know, God commanded you to write this book, if I can say that.
Yeah, I certainly didn't wake up one morning and say, I want to be an author. Gee, what should I write about? It wasn't that at all. It all started back in the 90s, really, the early 90s, with a question. Mm-hmm. And the question was, if America was a Christian nation and Jesus said you should pay your taxes, but in fact the revolution was started because the founders didn't want to pay their taxes, then how could the whole thing be biblically justifiable? That was really the question I started from, and this was while I was studying with my mentor, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, well, that's a question I ought to deal with someday. And mm-hmm. so I, over the years, I started picking up books and talked about the founding, a lot of great history, you know, Christian history and quotes. And but I just didn't have a satisfactory answer to that question. And then I realized that if I took that systematic theological approach to the question,
yes,
and read through the Bible, that there was all kinds of information about it, and that led to writing the book.
Mm-hmm. And again, explain to the audience, when you have a systematic approach to things, what you do is you're considering the question with an appointed conclusion, right? I mean, that X plus X gives you 2X, right? I mean, there is a system that you do in order to produce the desired results.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Right.
The part that I would share with you that you didn't mention in the intro is I'm an engineer, which should, like, tell you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So now God wires you as an engineer, puts you in charge of this project, and we get to benefit from how God has engineered you. This is awesome. I love it. Thank you for sharing that. I did not know that.
Yeah, I would like to think that you're all going to benefit from it, but yeah, the engineer in me, and I like to tell people I'm a recovering engineer, because
please.
You know, if you ask an engineer what yeah. time it is, they're likely to tell you how to build a watch versus just yeah. give you the time.
Yes.
So this was my big struggle in writing this book, because I had so much information, and it really took a while for me to get clear on, so what's the story here?
Mm-hmm.
And as I thought about what's the root cause of all the tension in America, it dawned on me eventually that the real issue here, the root cause problem, again, the engineer in me, what's the root cause mm-hmm. problem? It's not that we're not following the Constitution or that we've got bad policy. Those are problems, but they're not the root cause. The root cause is that we have a significant number of our fellow Americans who have fundamentally rejected our national founding covenant, which is the
yes.
Declaration of Independence.
Exactly.
And so that's what the book's about.
Well, and now we get back to what the Bible says. How can two walk together lest they agree? So we have a lot of disagreement, and that's quite obvious. We're seeing it even spirited even further at levels heretofore never seen, Mark, in this country. Because, and I believe the reason being is the whole process has been turned on its head. Because normally what you would have is politics would be downstream the culture, right? And what has happened is politics has been able to subordinate the culture and now has taken over the position. So now the culture is downstream politics. And we wonder why we're at each other's throats. Isn't that part of the systemic issue that has been developed by antithetical forces, these forces that do not want to hold to our Declaration of Independence or our Constitution? And that's clear.
Yeah, that's the result. And so what happens is you lose that common American identity. I've heard people talk about this. Now you're starting to hear some of the political candidates talk about how we have an identity crisis in America. And that's absolutely true. That's spot on, because our identity is wrapped up in this wonderful document, which is our national founding covenant. And it starts with acknowledging who God is and what is the basis of power and rights. And, you know, that's in the first paragraph, a reference to the law of nature, and of nature's God is a direct reference to the law as known by conscience and the law as delivered by the Holy Scripture. So, and I have all the quotes of the period to prove this.
Yes.
And so in that sense, the book is a very systematic approach where I start with all the verses in the Bible that talk about nations, liberty, rights, justice, and governing. And I organize them in a way, just like you were doing a Bible study on prayer or,
right.
you know, how to manage your money. It's no different. And so you just have to take the time to do it. And the problem is that the modern church has wrapped itself around this idea that if you talk about politics, number one, it's contrary to evangelism. I have a whole chapter to debunk that in the book. And secondly, they label it Christian nationalism. And this idea that we're trying to impose our faith on our fellow citizens, which is not what we're trying to do. What we're trying to do is to hold people accountable to the covenant that our founders gave us, that every state that joined the Union agreed to. That is the current legally binding contract for exactly. the American nation. Mm-hmm. And I know that a lot of progressives don't want to believe that. They think that Supreme Court justices can somehow just change that. But the simple truth is we are still living under that covenant. And the good news is that there's a remedy for where we are today. And this is in the last chapter of the book, because I look at Israel, which in large part is an example nation for us to learn from. And so we first learn about how to start a nation from Israel, how to govern justly. We'll talk more of that in a moment. But we also learn, what do you do when you're leading a nation that has turned its back on God? And you get that insight from looking at leaders like Josiah and Nehemiah. And you may remember that when they were leading, at one point, they gathered all the people together and they renewed their covenant. And what did God do? He blessed their reign. And so that's what I'm trying to do with the book. I'm trying to start a national conversation about this. I'd love for us to wrestle with this. I think that's what we ultimately need to do as a nation. And ultimately recommit to the covenant, and I think God will heal our land. That's what the Bible says will happen.
Exactly, quite clearly, and He's done it. His character has demonstrated that time and time again, as you mentioned, Israel, many times where they had messed up. You know, yep. God brought them back. I mean, Jonah, the prophet, when God said, "Hey, I want you to go to Nineveh." John, I don't want to go because I know you. I know you're going to forgive them, right?
Yeah.
See, I'm out of here. Well,
he
you know, God's
against them.
Exactly. So, but this is it. You know, let's go back and you know, and like your book and like this important contract that we have, the Declaration of Independence in our U.S. Constitution. It starts with. It's like Genesis. In the beginning, God. In the beginning of this country is God, right?
Yeah.
That's where this emanates from. So if you turn your back on the very root of your origination, heaven help you.
Yep.
And this is what we've done. We've abandoned the foundation of our being.
One of the analogies that I make in the book, Bill, is that this process of establishing a covenant, and there's four steps.
I'll tell you what. We're gonna go to break here in about 15 seconds. Let's hold that to the other side, so we'll talk about the four steps of a covenant. Mark Burrell is with us. Stay with us. We've got more from Mark after this.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
This message is provided by Boehringer Ingelheim. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF, is one of the more common forms of progressive fibrosing interstitial lung diseases, with symptoms including breathlessness during activity, a dry and persistent cough, chest discomfort, fatigue, and weakness. There are more than 200 lung disorders that can lead to pulmonary fibrosis, an irreversible scarring of lungs that can negatively impact lung function, quality of life, and may become life-threatening. While approved treatments for people living with these diseases can help slow disease progression, new therapies are needed to help potentially stop progression. Fortunately, there is new research underway to assess the safety and efficacy of an investigational treatment in patients with IPF and other progressive ILDs. This is part of Boehringer Ingelheim's Phase 3 Global Fibrinear Program. To learn more about Fibrinear and eligibility requirements, visit Fibrinear-IPF.longboat.com and Fibrinear-ILD.longboat.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He is Mark Burrell. We're talking about his new book, Rediscovering the American Covenant, Roadmap to Restore America. Yes, there is hope for America. And it's fitting, Mark, that we would be talking this week because that is the theme of this first week of Lent, hope, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and could like we use a lot of hope? Yep.
Amen. Amen. All right, let's talk about the four steps that you were mentioning before we went to break. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the context for this is, remember after the flood, when things were really terrible, God judged the world, sent the flood. And then this is some of the most important verses in the book are Genesis chapter 9, where God gives the nations of the world through Noah marching orders. He basically says, I want you to be fruitful. I want you to increase in number. I want you to scatter, fill the earth, and I want you to govern justly. And I focus more on the govern justly, but all four of those things is what God tells Noah that he expects from the nations that would come. And so a logical question at some point would be, well, how do you start a nation? Is there a process? And that's what we learn in Exodus chapters 19 through 24, when Moses takes Israel out of Egypt and they're at Mount Sinai. And that's when Israel officially becomes a nation. And they follow a four-step process that is critical. First step is acknowledging God, which I referenced in the first segment. It's acknowledging that there is a God, that he's got a moral law, and his principles, high-level principles for governing, which is captured in our declaration, the two paragraphs. The second one is to appeal. This is captured in our declaration as well, when the founders said in the last paragraph, appealing to the supreme ruler of the universe for the rectitude of our attentions. And so, Bill, it's as simple as you have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
You have to acknowledge God, and then you have to ask. So it's acknowledge, appeal. Third step is commit. And the founders did that in the last sentence of the declaration when they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And then, of course, they signed it, which meant treason if caught. And then the fourth step is to declare it publicly. So there you have it. You have to acknowledge God. You have to appeal to him for help. You have to commit in whatever the cultural legal format is of the day. And then you have to declare it. And if you think about that, that's exactly what Israel did. That's exactly what our founders did.
Exactly.
And by the way, that's exactly what every married couple does. And so, and this is critical because this is really just how does the Bible talk about forming covenants or contracts? And those four steps are, it's how you form a marriage, and it's how you form a business, it's how you form a church. It's literally how you do anything of something of legal consequence, including starting a nation. So this is where I really hard connect, and this is what's different about this book, Bill, is I don't just retell the Christian history. It's all biblically based. I pull the argument directly out of the Bible, and that's my goal. My goal is to make the strongest biblical argument for active citizenship as a duty of all Christians in the nations and communities where they live. This is not just an America thing. This is an everywhere thing.
Exactly.
It just so happens that we have this incredible document in history in America as a shining example to the world of how it should be done.
Exactly. It's an everywhere thing because God is everywhere. And God has created this. And we're here to honor him. And when we do, it goes well for us, as he told Cain. If you do well, will it not go right for you? I mean, that's it. I mean, that is, to me, that is the question that you ask in every issue of life. Are you doing right? You know, and that, of course, assumes that you're acknowledging God, that you're staying connected, that you are part of the root. You disconnect from the root. Well, heaven help you. I mean, the Bible's clear that the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. Well, the opposite is the case, too. You don't fear God. You know, you just render yourself stupid. And and it seems like this is where we are right now in the world. I mean, with all these different gender options that are taking place, people having their bodies mutilated. It's just amazing what is happening to our world. And Mark, I'll tell you. It scares me for my not only my kids, my grandkids, my great grandkids, because I think, okay, here we are. We're so blessed to be in what was once a God fearing country. Now, I, like you, believe in God's, his ever consistent character of love and forgiveness. And he's just waiting there with open arms for us to say, Father, forgive us. I mean, look what's happening. I mean, these young kids there in Kentucky, of all people, when you think, man, the Gen Z is going to hell in a handbasket. They're such a mess. They're so confused with genders. They don't even know which bathroom to go to. You got men dressed up as women, you know, trying to tell them stories and this sexual revolution that's taking place. I mean, how much more can these kids endure? But, you know, God in his grace and mercy also knows that that he will only allow it for a certain period of time, lest we all destroy ourselves, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and this is, unfortunately, it's very predictable when a nation turns its back on God. All these things that you just described, it shouldn't surprise us. This is, my advice to folks is, you know, we should not be surprised. The cause and effect relationship, I mean, here you go, my engineer and me. Mm. This is what we should expect. We shouldn't be surprised. Mm-hmm. And we should rely on what the Bible tells us we need to do. That the challenge, and the part that's so heartbreaking to me, Bill, is the biggest obstacle. In fact, the primary reason we're in this mess that we're in is because the church has backed away. Mm-hmm. And we have so many Christian leaders, prominent Christian leaders and pastors, who, when you talk about our citizenship duty, and the need to try and restore liberty and justice in America, their first reaction is to label you as a Christian nationalist, assuming that what we're trying to do is impose our faith on our fellow neighbor. And that's not what we're trying to do. In fact, the phrase life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, probably the most recognized phrase in, you know, American political history is that phrase. The pursuit of happiness, I cover this in the book. In fact, I have a whole chapter on it. What the founders meant by the pursuit of happiness was the ability to pursue God as our conscience dictates. Mm-hmm. And they believed that the only way a person could be truly happy is if they found favor in the mind of God.
Yeah.
And so that's what that phrase means. Mm-hmm. And so it reinforces this notion that we're all on a faith journey. We're not trying to impose our faith on people when it comes to the political question. We're trying to hold them accountable to our national founding covenant, which is legally binding, number one. And number two, it's been proven time and time again to work best for the exactly. flourishing and the blessing of the citizens that live under it. And so that's what we're trying to do while we want to protect and pray for our fellow citizens who don't know the Lord, some of whom are you know, actively enemies of the faith. We'd love to see them turn to the Lord, and the American system is the best way to enable that.
Well, they need to see a clear example of who it is and how it is, how we honor God. And when they see this, see all those stories, they're blunted. They're, you know, they're categorized, like you say, Christian nationalists, like we're a bunch of psychos or something and unworthy. But you know, I've had people from time to time, you know, come to me, which is such a blessing, and say, I don't know what you have, but I want it.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the greatest compliment and that anybody can give you. And that says, okay, we're on the right course. And that's not to claim any kind of perfection whatsoever, because there's probably some times where they see me and go, God, I want nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
I get that. You know, our humanity. But when we are in step with God's purpose for our life, it's a beautiful thing. And it is an endearing thing. It is a very attractive thing. You know, when you talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, for me, that the pursuit of happiness is having a fair chance to win. And by win, you're not winning at somebody else's expense. It's a fair chance to where you can accomplish all that is in your spirit to do, that you're able to do that. And yep. here we are, a manifestation of that in so many ways in this great country, this great American idea. How many people have been able to exercise their giftings and talents to the degree that they've had a fair chance to win and have come to the realization that it's all about liberty? I believe the highest calling that God gives us is for us to be free.
Yeah, you know? And he says that.
It's yeah.
very clear. He wants us to live free, but of course that doesn't mean that we're free. There are the guardrails of the moral law that prescribe mm-hmm. how we should live, and those are there for our own good. We don't want to go off the cliff. And this is why God loves us. It's so clear when you get the right orientation, how God loves us. He wants the best for us. He gives us the moral law as a set of guide rails to have the best possible chance at happiness, mm-hmm. to pursue what he's gifted us to do, to complete that which he's ordained for each of one of us to do. I love how you said it a moment ago. And ultimately to go on our own faith journey.
Exactly.
That is the heart of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Mm-hmm. And it's enshrined in our founding document. And Christian, with so many Christian leaders, are ashamed of it.
Yeah.
I have heard many a Christian leader talk about pursuit of happiness and sneer at it because they have been told and they believe that it means, you know, pursuing materialism or
right.
temporal pleasure or whatever. And I just grieve it. That for me, it's like, okay, what's the best, strongest biblical argument to help make the alternate case? And that's why
10 seconds left. Yeah, that's great. And website real quick, Mark.
DefendAmericanLiberty.com.
Mark Burrell has been our guest. Mark, look forward to having you back. God bless. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, would love to. Take care.
You got it.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.